Hello.
Hi there, is it possible to speak to Mr. James Kemp?
He's not here right this second.
Okay, no problem. Do you know when about he'll be available?
When he comes back, he's just around my friend's around the corner.
Yeah, no
So
problem. Just to let you know, I'm calling from MMA Legal. It's with his Scottish redress application.
all right.
That's all it's for, just some additional information. But that's absolutely fine. I'll ring back probably.
Pass it on to him if you want, because I'm his partner.
I can't, unfortunately, it's data protection.
All right,
I'm
okay.
sorry.
I think he put me down on his thing as a wifey.
Let me have a little look.
I'm sure he did.
Is it Jackie?
Yes, it is Jacqueline.
Ah,
It
yeah,
is
Jack.
Jackie.
I've got you down. I've got you down as Jackie. You've been given a nickname.
Yeah, it's okay. I like Jackie. He's probably put Jackie because that's what I like to be called me. I didn't like my Sunday name.
Do you do the emails for him?
Yes, I did.
Okay, no problem. I can see that here. Have you signed anything to say that you can act on his behalf with us?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, no problem.
The guy at them on the phone, I can't remember his name, that spoke to him, said it was okay.
Yeah, was it Mike?
Can't remember.
No problem. If you just bear with me, I'm just going to go and double check with Mike and then I should be able to speak to you if he confirms, okay?
Yeah,
All right,
no.
thank you. Give me one second, lovely.
Right, okay. Like these dogs. Hi. Hey. Like, you got in the cake.
No,
I'm
there's a bear.
going to sort out the other two then.
Hello.
Hello.
Hiya, Jackie. Sorry about that. Yeah, I've just confirmed with Mike, one of my colleagues. Yeah, I can discuss it with you. That's no problem. I'm sorry about that.
Right.
Before we start, I do just have to pre-warn you about the call being recorded for training and monitoring purposes.
That's
And
okay.
just for the data protection, can you confirm Mr. Kemp's date of birth and postcode for me?
Oh, no, you're awesome. 24/5/1968.
Smashed it.
And KY83ND. London,
Perfect.
Boston.
Perfect. You absolutely smashed it. Well done.
And you know what it is? There's that many dates of birthday, and I sometimes give the Baron's dad's, but he passed away. And I'm like, oh, that's the wrong one.
Oh, bless you. I know half of the time I can't remember my own. You know, when the doctor rings and says,
I
what's your date of
know.
birth? And I'm like, I'm actually not sure. It's my own date of birth.
I know.
I was just wanting to confirm James's medical practice. Is it Schooney Medical Practice?
Yes, that is, yes.
It is. Okay, no problem. And I've got his name while in care was Jimmy Bernard Kemp.
It would have been James.
James. It wouldn't have been Jimmy. It would have just been James.
Yeah, it would have been James Bernard, I would imagine, because, well, unless that was what they called him around there, but officially it would have been James.
Okay. Yeah, no problem. I've got his address before care being 20 Mackintosh Crescent.
Yes, that was right,
Yeah,
yeah.
perfect. And parents' names, I've got William and Jessica Kemp.
Yes, that's
Amazing, perfect. The reason I ask is just because we've sent quite a lot of subject access requests and received not many results back,
Yes.
unfortunately.
Well,
How
what he said to me was when he was up in Aberdeen, there wasn't any medical stuff up there. But it was all in Fife. He was always home.
Yes,
Well, not always
and
home,
he
but when he got home, it was down here.
yeah, so it was Fife, and where are you currently?
We're in Methil now.
In where, sorry?
Yeah, Methil. It's in Fife.
It's in Fife as well. Okay, perfect. So
Yeah.
what I'm going to do is, I don't know why it wasn't done before. I do apologize for that. I'm going to subject access request Fife Council to see if we can get childhood records. I'm going to subject access request his GP.
Right.
And when we get records from both of them, that's all we need as of right now. So it'll just be to know that we have childcare records and GP records. That helps to strengthen his case with Scottish Redress. And then it'll go through to something called a witness statement. Where it'll be about an hour long and we'll discuss it with Mr. Kemp. Obviously, you can be there as well if that helps him. And it just, we go through that kind of chronology of what's happened, and it can be a bit tough, but we will provide the support when needed as well. Okay.
Yeah, because you just see that he's thinking back to.
I know.
That's what I was trying to say. The other guy on the phone. Sometimes you see when he's asleep at night.
Yeah.
You'll hear him and he'll go no. Sometimes when he's asleep.
So what we can actually do is, Jackie. Do you mind if I call you Jackie? I've just been calling you Jackie.
No, that's fine.
What we'll do is we can actually have the option of having a, you know, a spouse or a partner can also give a witness statement as well to what you've experienced from through his trauma as well. So we'll take one from James himself, and then we can go through and book in another appointment to do one with yourself to really strengthen the case, because you've experienced firsthand how it's affecting him now.
It's affecting him big time.
Oh, I know. I can only imagine. And we feel, honestly, we're just so sorry for everyone who's experienced this.
Yeah, I know.
We just, that's why we do this. We just want to get everyone what they did, you know, at least a little bit of justice.
Yeah.
It'll never be enough, but it's something.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. But yeah, that's all the information that are required for now. I'm going to, like I said, I'll send to Fife, I'll send to his GP, and then I will update you in due course as well.
Right, okay.
All right. Thank you so much for your time there, Jackie, and for all of that information as well.
That's fine. That's
you take care.
Right, thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. Right. Bye.
Bye-bye.